You're listening to Sitka Platters, where you can hear a lot of sizzling and simmering, but not a lot of chattering, because the one thing that brings us together is food. Hi, I'm Catherine Rose, and on the morning I meet with Lisa Sadler Hart to make homemade yogurt, I'm a little frazzled. It's early, I'm not sure if this is even the right house, and what sound does yogurt make anyway, really? I take off my shoes and I walk into her quiet, dimly lit home, sunlight pouring in from the kitchen windows, and I'm forced to relax. Because Lisa isn't just making yogurt, she's doing yoga.
So I think the one I'm going to try today, and we'll see if I can hit the notes, is Hari Om, which is the healing mantra, which is perfect for creating a food that has so many healing properties.
Lisa says yogurt is her power food. She eats a lot of it, mostly in breakfast smoothies. But she realized that buying so much yogurt had its drawbacks.
All of those yogurt containers that I was buying, I can only use so many of them to put things into the freezer. And I just was like, this is craziness. I can't do this in good conscience anymore.
So now, once a week, Lisa makes her own yogurt by hand.
So the first thing I'm going to do is take my non-fat dried milk. And as you can see, I'm not an exact measure. I'm going to take some robust third cup measurements, three of them, and put them in my pan.
Lisa says this gives her more calcium and curbs cost. She adds 6 cups of water to the powdered milk and turns up the heat on the stove. She has a special yogurt thermometer.
So I'm going to heat to 180, but then you'll hear me later, we're going to cool it down to this green safe zone where I know the bacteria will be able to grow the best.
While it's cooking, Lisa stirs slowly. This process takes about 7 minutes. It's quiet, so Lisa takes this time to do a morning meditation. She slowly stirs the yogurt as she chants.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Let's stop what we're doing for a second. Take a moment to breathe and listen. Maybe even try it with her. After it's frothy at 180 degrees, Lisa cools the mix while stirring in a bath of water in the sink. Once it hits the right temperature, she pours the milky mixture into a yogurt maker to solidify.
Foam and all. Get all those good dredges of the foam in there so that we're not wasting anything. So you can hear me scooping out all the lovely foam.
She whisks in a spoonful of yogurt starter and some of last week's yogurt. The cultures meld together to make something new. Yoga is all about paying attention to your breath, to your posture. And for Lisa, that discipline, that mindfulness, carries over to her palate.
When I pay attention to what I'm eating, I become incredibly grateful for the gift of food.
With Sitka Platters, I'm Catherine Rose. Sitka Platters is brought to you by KCAW from the kitchens of Sitkins. What's on your plate tonight?